Okay, so now we will start the commentary of Sachinandan Maharaj on this verse. What is the verse?
Asad Varta Vesha Visrijamati Sarvasva Harani Kata Mukti Vyagrya Na Shrunukila Sarvatma Gilani Apityaktva Lakshmi Patiratim Ito Vyomanayani Vraje Radha Krishnau Swarati Manidau Bhajamana.
So Sachinandan Swami Maharaj says, the mind is a storehouse of so many pollutants, and these contaminations are stirred by prajalpa or asad varta veshya. Already nonsense topics that are like prostitutes. Prostitutes pretend a loving excitement, but they are really after the man's wealth. That is their motive. They want money. They don't want the person and they don't want the relationship. So, all of us devotees have a wealth, which is our inclination and determination to engage in devotional service. Then why invite a prostitute in our lives by talking prajalpa? This nonsense talk will steal our inclination and determination to serve Krishna. The type of prajalpa that is the most effective to steal our determination to engage in devotional service is to criticize others. This is the luxury prostitute, the really expensive one, because she steals everything. When we criticize devotees, or when we talk so bitterly or gossip about this one or that one's fall down, after some time we think, oh, Krishna consciousness does not work. We feel less inclined to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. That's the negative energy prajalpa creates. What else is asatvarta or prajalpa? Bhaktivinod Thakur says it's discussions of temporary things, while Sridhar Swami says it's village religion. When we have close association with illicit sexual partners or TV, radio, films, magazines and newspapers or mundane songs, they certainly all fill our consciousness so that we forget Krishna. But the worst prajalpa is describing the faults of others. That's the worst, because there is the most determined prostitute. I know that a lot of devotees go to movies and look at magazines and newspapers and so on. This is too much, and it pulls our consciousness down. It is very important to reduce non-devotional literature, outside movies and other mundane entertainment. They leave permanent impressions in the consciousness if one is not careful. There are some movies, for example, that do explain a point in a good way, but each person knows exactly when it gets too much and one's consciousness suffers. And there is remembrance of movies instead of Raja Bhakti. Those who have taken brahmachari vows of celibacy and renunciation should not look at mundane movies at all. But those who are in other directions may want to see if there is something that helps in understanding and in the spirit of Yukta Vairagya can be used in service. But be careful, you are playing with fire and some unfavorable impressions might enter your mind. As a result of this activity, you might remember the wrong things and not the right things. This whole verse 4 is giving a list of the wrong things that will prevent us from developing Vraja Bhakti. We need to provide the proper culture so that our plant of bhakti can grow. Manasiksha, or the instructions to the mind, is all about this one point. to provide the proper earth which has the right elements in it so that our bhakti plant can grow very nicely. Simple, short presentation. Isko hum store karke rakh denge because bhakti vigyan was